Let us pray. Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We bless your holy name because it is your love that has brought us together in your name. Father, we appreciate you for the privilege and the opportunity to come into your presence this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. We ask, O Lord, we invite the Holy Spirit, which is the great teacher, to teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Father, give us a fresh anointing, fresh grace, so that we'll be able to be doers of the word, not hearer, not teacher alone, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. So this morning, we'll be looking at Hope Part 1. How many of us remember our memory verse from the last Sunday school? I just want one person to quickly recite our last memory verse. Do I call somebody? John 15, verse 5. Our last memory verse. We've forgotten. Dr. Akinyemi want to help us. Male. Without me. Praise the Lord. Please, can somebody help us to organize the keys because we cannot even hear anything. Anybody else want to try? Our brother scored 90%. Sister Buki, you want to help him? Yeah. He that abideth. I in him. Praise the Lord. Brother Dayo, you want to help us? Brother Dayo, yeah. Praise the Lord. Because we have to know this one, because we are going to learn another one today, so which is very important. So this, our own, just quickly look at your bulletin. It's in the book of Job. Job 14:7 is a very popular one that we all know in Yoruba. Teni begilo ju. So we should memorize it so that God will help us in Jesus' name. So let's quickly look at Hope Part 1. I'm going to be needing some people to read because of our time. So before, I want Sister Bose Ogunbemi, you will read Psalm 146, verses 1 to 10. And then Brother Niyi Olakonu, we read Romans 5, 1 to 5. Then I'm going to share the second paragraph of our bulletin, the book of Psalm. So I want Brother Dayo, you go to the book of Psalm because we have many verses there. So Brother Bayo is going to read Psalm 31, 24. Then somebody will read Psalm 71:14. Denisa, you will read Psalm 71:14. Then Brother Bayo will read Psalm 147:11. Then our mommy, Mrs. Oladele, will read Jeremiah 17:7-8. So we start. Psalm 146. Sister Ogunbemi, it's on your bulletin. Don't you have the bulletin? Psalm 146, verses 1 to 10. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We are talking about hope this morning, and if you look at where we have read, there are three things that we need to, very instructive, that we need to take note of as a Christian. Number one, that we should always put our hope in who? In God. That if we put our hope in God, we will be happy, you know. And God can change our circumstance, our situation. There's nothing God cannot change if we put our hope in Him. If you look at where we read, is he happy? Is he who has his God, of the God of Jacob, as his help? You know that if you trust in anybody, they can disappoint. If I may tell you that I'm going to do something for you, by the end of the service, I may come to you and tell you that I can't do it anymore because my situation and my circumstance has changed. But God will never do that. So we take note of those three things that will help us as we hope in God, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Romans 5, verses 1 to 5. Brother Nia, I think.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom he have gained access to faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us.
Praise the Lord. If we look at where we have read, simply telling us that irrespective of what we are going through, that we should not lose hope. We should put our hope in God, and you know, and he will not say, hope maketh not ashamed, that whatever we are asking God for, if we are focused, you know, that sometimes I tell people when people go through tough time, I always ask people, just open your eyes. Open your eyes, God, to open your eyes of understanding, so that you'll be able to understand what God is taking you through. Because there are some lessons that we need to learn, even as we go through phases of life. No, because it says, hope maketh not ashamed. That if we hope in God, if we put our whole hope in Him, we'll not be put to shame. And God will help us in Jesus' name. The good news is that irrespective of what you are going through this morning, I can assure you that the good news is that, you know, just be hopeful, and your testimony will be great in Jesus' name. So let's quickly look at our memory verse in book of Job, chapter 14, verse 7. Can somebody, I think because I asked us to go there before, can anybody just say it by heart? Job 14:7. Are we all there? Okay. Maybe we should take it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Again, praise the Lord. You know, if you look at what we have read, you know, when we did fruitfulness, it's telling us that we are the branches, you know, that there's a hope of a tree. So, you know, if you stand, if you are well planted in the word of God, if you are well rooted, even sometimes things may go wrong, may go the way you are not expecting it, but you should put your hope in it, you know, put your hope in God, you know, then you will rise up again. God will bring you up again, and it will bring you up in a glorious way. But if we are going out through things and we just look at it, oh, when will I come out of this, and we begin to confess negatively, if they see you are not happy, you're just every day you are downcast, you know, and people you just wear your problem all over. I used to tell people, I say we all have something that we are asking God to do in our life, but we don't wear it. Instead, we should be joyful and hopeful and hope in Him, and you know, just go to the scripture, read the scripture, and hold on to the word of God. And whatever we are going through, at the end of it, we have every cause to glorify God in Jesus' name. So we're still going back to the memory verse. So because of our time, we quickly go to the introductory aspect of it. I have another definition for hope. You know, in our introduction here, there's the definition is there. But my own definition is, I said, hope is a living force that helps a believer to press forth in faith until he gets the desired result. You know, as a Christian, you know, all of us, we have expectation. We want, you know, there are some things that we want to achieve. But, you know, the living force enough is the hope that we have in Christ. So this hope will help us to press forth, even when everything seems to be wrong, when everything is not right, even if you are praying and it seems as if your prayer is not being heard. Then the living force of the hope in us, which is the living force, will help us to press forth until we get our desired result. And God will help us in Jesus' name. It says here, hope is the emotional state, the opposite, which is despair, which promotes the belief in a positive outcome related to events and circumstances in one's life. It is a feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that even will turn out for the best, or the act of looking forward with desire and reasonable confidence, and feeling that something desire will happen. Just like what I've said, you know, you have to know that you are not, it's not in vain, that it may be long. If you are expecting something to happen in 6 months and it's taking like 1 year, yours is just to continue in faith and just hope that one day what you desire in the line of God will come to pass, and God will help us in Jesus' name. It may also be said as to cherish a desire in anticipation, to desire with expectation of obtainment, or expect with confidence. That's from the Wikipedia, you know. We hope in it. We hold on to it. We don't just today we say, okay, I think I'm not, it's not going to be possible. No, we just be positive and know that God is never too late. And whatever we are going through, God will see us through in Jesus' name. Our testimony will be full in Jesus' name. So we quickly go to look at the Bible passages. Let's look at Psalm 130, verse 5. It's talking, you know, just like what we have said before, the passage is telling us that, just like I've said before, that even whatever we are looking for seems not coming, you know, at our own time, that we should still be hopeful. Who is supposed to read that one? Okay. If you are there, you can read Psalm 130, verse 5. Praise the Lord. You know, just like I've said, that even everything, you know, we are hoping for is not, you know, looking the way we want it, that we should wait patiently for the fulfillment of what God, you know, has promised us, and definitely it will come to pass. Can somebody open to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 13?
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from the heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Praise the Lord. Both Psalm 130 verse 5 and where our sister has read, you know, is still talking about the same thing, that when we are believing God for something, that we should be rest assured that God himself will bring it to pass. You know, let's quickly look at what is the importance of hope. You know, it says the concept of hope is considered one of the three theological virtue of Christian belief, and we can quickly look at that one in the book of 1 Corinthians 13:13. It says, and now abide faith, hope and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Praise the Lord. You know, the three things, they work together. Those are the three concepts of the theological virtue: love, faith and hope. No, the three forces put together in the kingdom, faith, hope, and charity, which can also be love. You know, hope is very important in our Christian race. You know, if faith and love is going to work, without hope, you know, there will be nothing. You know, with hope, you know, hope will not be able to produce anything, and love will remain barren if the three are not working together. You know, if you don't have faith, you won't be able to hope for anything, you know. And you know, love cannot produce, love will remain barren if the three forces are not working together. That is why the three of them goes together. Can somebody quickly open to Hebrew chapter 10 verses 35 to 39? Okay, maybe I will share the Bible passage again to make it easier. I think some of us will just be opening ahead of me so that we can learn quick. Hebrews 10.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the justice shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Praise the Lord. Well, our sister has just said, telling us that we should endure tough times. You know, we should remain faithful and look hopefully to Jesus. That is the bottom line. You know, we should endure hardship. I used to tell the children, you know, that anybody who doesn't want to do the hard thing, you know, some people, you know, I tell them, say, don't anything that look difficult now, don't avoid it. Go and do it. I always tell them, I say, when you do it, you know, it will teach you a lesson. You'll be able to endure, because life is not that easy. The same thing with the things of God, you know. Sometimes we are going through phases. We should learn to endure. Ask God to give us the grace so that we'll be able to look hopefully to Jesus, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Again, we are just like we have said, what you don't expect, you don't deserve it. If our hope, if it is our hope that God will do a certain thing that hope provokes, no, God do such in our life. You know, if we are not expecting anything, that we always tell people, when you come to church, come with expectation. If you are not expecting anything, then you can't get anything. But if you are coming with expectation, this is what I want God to do for me, you know, as you come believing God, put your trust in Him, hope in Him, whatever you are believing God will definitely come to pass in Jesus' name. Can we look at Psalm 31:24? Have I? Who is reading it? Brother Dayo. Okay. Yeah.
And ye shall, all ye that hope in the Lord.
So we should be of good courage, you know. God Himself will be the one to strengthen us. 74:14. Psalm 74:14. 71:14.
But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more.
Praise the Lord. We should not give up. You know, say, I will hope in you continually, and I will yet praise and serve you more and more. I put my own. To praise and serve you more and more. You should not be discouraged. Say, oh, I've even been serving God. This is this. And you look at even this person is not even doing anything. No. What the Bible is encouraging us this morning is that, you know, we have to do it every time. It's not that this week we'll be lukewarm, the other night will be vibrant. No, we have to hope in Him and do it. Serve Him and praise Him. And the Lord will meet you at the very point of your need in Jesus' name. Psalm 147:11. Praise the Lord. You know, we said the Lord take pleasure in those who hope in His mercy. It's a sign of submission that we cannot do it on ourselves. You know, when we hope, when we put our trust and hope in Him, you know, we do not take God for granted, you know, that, oh, I can do it. He said, no. He said, you know, He rejoices when we hope in His mercy, that it is by His mercy that we are not consumed, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 17:7-8, ma.
Blessed is the man who trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is.
Praise the Lord.
For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out its roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Praise the Lord, you know. Those who hope in the Lord, he said, will be blessed, you know. Everything around you, you know, people, you may be seeing troubles around you, but when your hope, when your trust is in the Lord, you will only see things, and God, things will be working out for you, you know, because why? Your hope is in the Lord. And when you are fervent, you should not, you know, it's not what you will do this year and next year because nothing is happening. I'm going to step back. No. God wants us to be in the attitude of prayer and hope, you know, serving him every time of our life, and God will help us in Jesus' name, because sometimes it can be very hard. I can assure you, but the word of God we are hearing this morning is reassuring us that we can do it, you know, that God is never too late, you know, that whatever he say he will do it. That's why we have to anticipate, we have to have something, expecting something from him. When we come to the church, you know, when the word of God is being spoken, we have to take it, you know, hold on to it, and you know, it will do that one that is sent to do in your life in Jesus' name. So we're still talking about the importance of hope. It's very important in our Christian life, just as I've said before. I want Brother Dyer to read 1 Kings 42 to 45 for us. While I quickly read our bulletin, it says to believe in God is to have hope in him, vice versa. Hope should not be confused with wishing, you know, how I wish I win lotto. How I wish, you know, when you hope in him, when you serve him, when you pray, when you hear the word of God and say, oh, this thing, this is what God said, then I'm putting my hope in it, you know. When your wishing is different for what you are hoping for as a Christian, you know, you hope, you don't wish, you know, how I wish, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Wishing is desire that something will happen, but not necessarily be on the outlook for it to manifest, you know. It's just, you know, common saying. But when you have hope, you'll be expecting it, you know. You are hoping, you'll be expecting it to come, you know. I'm looking onto this one, I'm expecting it, then you'll be on the, you know, you'll be on the lookout for it. But when you are wishing for something to happen, it's just mere saying of something that, oh, maybe it may come or it may not. But when you hope, you want God to do something for you, you hold on to it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. 1 Kings 18, 42 to 45.
So Ahab went up and eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face down between his knees and said to his servants, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with cloud and wind, and there was great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel.
Praise the Lord. There are two things that we can hear. We all know it's a very popular story, you know. Elijah had hope, you know. When we hope, when we are hoping for something, like if you believe in God for something, at the same time you should be preparing for it, you know. If you want God to do something for you, you are believing God for this and now for a promotion, you should be ready, you know, preparing yourself for it, you know. You know what it takes, then you'll be preparing yourself for what you are hoping for, you know. If you come to church and you just come so that people will not ring me, no, that's not, you are not hoping, you are not expecting anything. Oh, let me go. If I don't go today, they won't see me. The pastor will start to ring me. Even the pastor will just turn up in my house. I don't want that. But when you come to church with expectation, you prepared. Maybe you are believing God for something, you know, and you are hoping in your heart, you prepare for that thing, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Because of our time, you know. So a child of God, nothing happened to us by luck. No, because we are a child of God, you know. Nothing, we can't say, oh, this thing is by luck, you know. God has orchestrated everything about us, and it will happen in time and in line with the word of God, you know. We can choose what we want in conformity with the word of God and hope for it, and to come to reality. It will come to reality, you know. Anything we want for, we have to ask God, not my will, but let your will be done. And it has to be in the line with the word of God, you know, because if it is not in the line with the word of God, sometimes we may want it, but if it is not God's desire for us to have it, sometimes we may have it and we may not be happy. That is why it's very important when we pray, we should always ask, seek God's face and say, Lord, let your will be done in this my situation, and God will help us in Jesus' name. No, just like I said before, you know, in the bulletin here, the Bible describes us, you know, that we are God. That whatever, it means that, you know, if you look at Psalm 82 verse 6, it's talking about it, that, you know, we are like God, that God in himself, that all the things that Jesus Christ did, you know, the same power has been given to us as a child of God. So that is why we have to be very careful and be hopeful. You know, nothing happened to a child of God by accident. No, God has already known before it happened. So ours is just to believe the word of God and hold on to it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. My time is gone, but I have 2 minutes for answer the question, contribution, what I've not said well. Talking about hope, and we say that hope for a Christian is very powerful, that we have to, you know, have hope as a child of God. Not you don't live your life by chance. So hope is a living force that help a believer to press forth in faith until it gets the desired result. You know, it's very important for us as a Christian to be hopeful. You don't live your life by chance. If it happens, it's happened. No. God has destined you for good things. He has called us into the kingdom of his dear son. That is why we have to hope and expect something great to happen to us in Jesus' name. So is there no question? Okay. Yeah.
Just read 1 Kings 18, 42 to 45.
Yeah.
When we hope in God at times, it doesn't come the time we want, most often. It delays at times. And even sometimes when it manifests, it comes in a very minute and insignificant way compared to what we hope for. But God at times tests our patience. When we hope in him, intentionally sometimes to test our patience and to see that we'll be able to wait and trust him, is a sign of to see if we actually trust him, whether we are going to trust him to the end or not. So sometimes our hope might not come at the time we want, what we hope for might not come at the time we want, and it might come in a way that is too, we see it carelessly. We don't attach any importance to it. That's just my contribution.
Praise the Lord. Okay, ma. Give it to Mommy Adeba.
I just want to comment on the passage I read. It talks about likens hoping to having a person being a tree planted by the riverside and the roots grow deep. If we say we are hoping in the Lord, we are believing and trusting in God for something. First and foremost, there is a need for us to know what is our root, what is the pillar on which we are trusting and believing God. And it goes down to the basics, knowing the word of God. If we are all believing and hoping that we are in Australia, by the grace of God, we will make it, it will cause us to prosper and so on. But then what does the Bible say about it? If our hope is not one that is built on God, I call it a false hope, it will not stand. So there is a need for each one of us to actually go back and get ourselves grounded in what does God say concerning what I'm looking up to him and I'm trusting him for, so that we can have words of the Bible, scriptures, where we can hold on to, because just as you have said, at times it will not come when we want. And also, because God is not limited by our own thinking and the way we do our things. His ways are not ours, his thoughts are not ours. So while we are hoping and believing and trusting God for something, he may decide to go through other routes, just like my brother said here, to bring it about. But for as long as we know the word of God and we are holding on to it, as we go through this period of waiting and trusting on God, will be rooted and we will have peace, so that whatever is the outcome at the end of the day, in line with the will and the purpose of God, we will have peace in us. Thank you, ma.
So we are being challenged again that we all run a very tight schedule, but we have to go back to the basic. We have to know the word of God. So we have to condition ourselves, you know, deliberately memorize the word of God and separate time to study. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Who can quickly, we are talking about memorizing the, learning the memory verse. Who can quickly recite the one for today? In 1 minute. Anybody want to quickly do it? Do I call on somebody? At least two people must know it before I leave here. At least two people. Who wants to try? I'm not going to call on the people who has read, people who has not contributed it, because this is Bible study. Brother Ney, you want to try? My sister, Sister Rosemary, you want to help me? No, are you looking at it? Okay. But your brother Ani will help me.
If it be cut down and the root that sprouts out of
Yes, praise the Lord. Sister Shade want to help. Yeah. It was praise the Lord. Please, I want the house fellowship coordinators to take notes. In our house fellowship, we're going to follow it up. So because we have to memorize this, because it will help us to pray. You know, when we memorize it, we pray, you know, and we meditate upon it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So on Tuesday, we are going to remind ourselves again. I'll bring it to the house fellowship. Then before we go to our, we use 5 minutes to learn it, so that we'll be able to know it. So that's what we'll be doing, and God will help us in Jesus' name, because we have to know it. We have to memorize it. Praise the Lord. Can we rise up and pray, please? We've been talking about hope this morning. I don't know what you are believing God for, but I can tell you, just appreciate God. Thank Him for the word you have heard this morning, and I can assure you, just thank Him for that situation you are believing Him for. Thank Him. I can tell you that you have a great testimony. He's never too late. Thank Him for that situation that you are believing Him for. Said, hope maketh not ashamed. Thank Him, because you are not going to be put to shame in those areas. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks.